It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. For many of us, baby boomers, Chicana artist Gronk is a well-familiar name. In the 70s and 80s, he played a key role in ASCO, multidisciplinary art collective, famous for provocative performances and happenings. These street theater pieces were largely improvised, with members of the group taking on various personas and using the city itself as their set. With his new exhibition at Craft and Folk Art Museum, Theater of Paint, the artist presents a few decades' worth of projects showcasing his engagement with high-profile opera productions, as well as his love for the lowbrow aesthetic of B-movies. For this exhibition, Gronk painted a series of murals on the museum walls, as well as covered the floor in one of the galleries with linoleum printed with his signature images. The moment you enter the exhibition, you swear you not only see but also hear the monumental opera productions, a few of them all at once. It's completely over the top, and that's exactly the way the artist wants it. And you, millennials, don't want to miss the show either. I believe it will give you one hell of a high. If one had to choose one particular image to embody the art and philosophy of Gronk's work, it would be his iconic Tormenta, an imposing female figure dressed elegantly in a formal black dress and gloves. But the intriguing thing is, she is walking away from us, and we can see her only from behind. It looks as if she is on her way to the opera, and somehow we've been invited to follow. A new exhibition at Couturier Gallery of works by painter, poet, and illustrator Delos Magro evokes the memory of his award-winning illustrations for Alice in Wonderland. In this exhibition of works on paper, Delos quotes from his poems and journals with references to his childhood, his relationship with his mother, and the influence of music in his life and work. The palette in this new body of works, with Delos' trademark silhouettes of children and animals, is more restricted than usual, but somehow the overall effect is even more dramatic. It's always a mystery for me how this artist is able to combine in one work both a sense of innocence and sophistication. On Friday night, warned by a friend, I hurried over to Disney Hall for the amazing performance by Los Angeles Orchestra conducted by Gustavo Dudamel. For me, the high point of the evening was seeing Inverted Birth, an 8.5-minute video by famous Los Angeles artist Bill Viola. The video was projected on a gigantic vertical screen behind the orchestra in the center of the stage. It was shown between the orchestra performance of Mozart, Piano Concerto No. 17, and Arvo Pärt Symphony No. 4. We watched a half-naked male figure in various stages of awakening and transformation. Drenched in thick black liquid at first, the man slowly gets cleansed as the liquid gradually becomes thinner and clearer. The concert became a rare experience of hearing great music, along with seeing an outstanding work of visual art. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.